Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. Good, good. Amen. Praise the Lord. We serve a good God. Well, I'm glad that two people agree with that. Hallelujah. We serve a good God. Praise the Lord. We serve a God who wants us to walk into good things. Amen. Now, I'm not preaching some out-of-line message here. I'm just preaching what the Word says. Amen. Jesus didn't die so that we could go without, but Jesus died so that we could make sure we have. Amen. He made sure that we have. He left us with the Holy Spirit so we could make sure that we know all those things that belong to us. Praise the Lord. We know that God is good and He wants good things for us, and I'm not ashamed to say it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, glory to God. If you came here tonight, you came to the right place. Amen. Praise the Lord, because God is doing something here tonight. Praise God. He does something here every Saturday night, so you might as well just keep showing up. If you've showed up tonight, you might as well keep going. But, God's got a mighty work here that He's doing here. Amen. You know, where God sets things up, it isn't by accident, and it doesn't necessarily always look the way the world wants it to look. You know, we could have set up a church and could have instantly been 200-300 people, but that's not necessarily the way that God wants to do things. You know, the way that the Lord does things is when I heard a minister say this, and I like it a lot. He said, when God wants to grow a squash, He takes a few weeks, but when He wants to grow an oak tree, it takes years. Amen. And so we believe that God's growing oak trees around here. We believe that what God's growing here is precious, and He's got a plan and a purpose for it. And those that are connected to it will grow in God, and they will continue to have the things, and they'll learn things that they didn't know before. Amen. But they'll continue to have an increasing measure of the Lord in their lives. Amen. And when there's an increasing measure of God in your life, there's an increasing measure of the ability to not go without. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's something to be really excited about. Praise God. Why don't you turn with me? Oh, let's see where we're going to turn here first. We're going to go down to Hebrews 10:38, but it's going to take me a minute to get there, I think. Praise the Lord. So you can just turn there and get in that general area, and then hold on to your seats, because we're going to go for a ride. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Tonight's message is called "The Just Shall Live by Faith." Hebrews 10, what did I say? 10:38. Praise the Lord. The just shall live by faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. This message has been on my heart a lot this week. I was actually thinking I was going to preach a different message here tonight, but this is something that the Lord really wanted to bring out. Amen. And so if you showed up, you heard from the Lord, because there was a lot of people that didn't show up that were supposed to get this message too. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. This is a message, actually, this is a message for the whole body of Christ. This message is a lot bigger than just this church, amen? And it's not because I'm preaching it, but because of what the Word says about it, amen? The just shall live by faith, praise the Lord. You know, we talk about faith and faith circle in the faith camp. Praise God. We're a faith camp. We preach faith, and faith is a good thing to preach. It's a good thing to know. But even in the faith camp, a lot of times we don't fully understand what faith is. We think that we know what faith is, but really what we do is we end up mentally assenting to the Word. And what I mean by mentally assenting to the Word is that we'll read the Word and we'll say, yes, I believe that's true because it's the Word of God. And you can say, yes, I believe that's true, but not have it in your heart. See, when the Word gets in your heart, that's when it changes something. When the Word is, when you got the Word in you, that's when things start happening. Amen. It's not just when you hear the Word, because that's how faith comes, but that's not just where faith is. You have to hear the Word with the right ears. Amen. Faith is not a Band-Aid. It is not a quick fix. It is a lifestyle. And this is something that we have to understand. It's not a Band-Aid, and so often this is how faith is used. People pray often, but people rarely pray from a place of faith. They rarely pray from a place of true faith. See, true faith, most people come to God after something has happened, and they start asking Him to fix it. That is a Band-Aid, amen? That is after. Wouldn't it be better to avoid the cut in the first place? Amen? I remember there was a time in my life when I spent a lot of time in the hospital just because I did a lot of dumb things, amen? And every time I was in the hospital getting something set or getting something stitched or getting something stapled, depending on what it was at the time, I always thought the same thing. It would have been much better to go without the staples or the stitches or getting it set, amen? It would have been better if the hand wouldn't have broke in the first place. It would have been better if the foot wouldn't have broken in the first place. Amen. But see, what's happening so often is Christians are living their lives in such a way that they just kind of bounce around from one thing to the next, not really knowing what's going on. And then if something breaks, then they go to God and say, Lord, this is broken. I need it fixed. Now, we can do that. We can pray to God when something breaks and believe Him to help us fix it. Amen? But it's much better if we do it ahead of time. You know, there's this thing. I worked in a factory for years, and there was this thing they had called preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance. And what preventative maintenance was, you probably know, but they would go through, and every so often they would do something with the machines that they ran the parts off, parts on. They would do something to make sure, to ensure that these things lasted a long time. Amen. We know that if you have a car, you probably change the oil once in a while. And if you don't, well, you should. Amen. Because the oil needs to be changed. It's called preventative maintenance. Amen. If you take care of your vehicle, it'll take care of you if you take care of a machine. But the same thing is with our lives. The same thing is with faith. The same thing is with the Word of God. The same thing is with church. This is how Christians should be living. Amen. The just shall live by faith. Praise God. We're going to get there in a minute. But the just shall live by what faith produces is something that we need to understand. That the Bible doesn't just say that you live by because you believe in God, but it's really that we live by what faith produces. A lifestyle of faith is preventative maintenance. Amen? A lifestyle of faith is preventative maintenance. If we live in faith, if we learn to live in faith, then we will be preventing a lot of things from happening. Now listen, there's a lot of areas that you could live in preventative maintenance as it concerns healing, but not as it concerns finances. Or you could live in preventative maintenance as it concerns finances, but not healing. Praise the Lord. You could live in preventative maintenance with anything that you're going to deal with in life, anything that's going to come against you, or you can choose not to and go without it. Amen? Praise God. Romans 14:23 tells us, whatever is not from faith is sin. I love that scripture. Whatever is not of faith is sin. We have to understand that if we don't operate in faith, we are operating in sin. Praise the Lord. Whatever is not from faith is sin. Praise God. So many Christians don't even understand this. There's a lot of Christians that don't know what it means to live in faith. How do I know? Because I listen to what they say. I listen to how they speak. Praise the Lord. Are they speaking the word or are they speaking their doubts? Are they speaking the word or are they speaking their fears? Are they speaking the word or are they succumbing to what society is doing or what the church is doing or what so-and-so is doing? No, it all comes down to what's coming out of our mouth is going to be a good indicator of what our faith is. Amen? Praise the Lord. I love it when Christians say all the time, I can't do this. I can't do it anymore. Or people say, I just don't know. You ask somebody how they're doing, ask a Christian. The words, it's hard, should never be coming out of a Christian's mouth. Well, you know how it is, brother. It's so hard. No, it's not hard. Not if you're a Christian. Jesus said his yoke was easy, his burden was light. Praise the Lord. If you're living under His yoke and His burden, then it's going to be light and easy. But see, so many times we don't live under that because we don't live in faith. We live outside the realm of faith. We live in what we want to live in. We think about the natural realm only, and we don't consider what God has for us. We don't consider what He's doing. Amen? Faith is not what you do. It's a lifestyle. Oh, I want you to get this. Faith is not what you do. It's a lifestyle. I'm going to use an example here, and if you know me, it's going to be funny that I use this, but I'm going to use the example of a football game. Praise the Lord. Anybody who knows me knows that I absolutely hate football. Amen? I think football would be a lot more interesting if it just wasn't played. Hallelujah. That's my personal opinion. Hallelujah. And I think it's a good one. Now, if you like football, don't get mad. Throw things at me. But that's just where I come from. Amen. I've never liked it. I don't ever plan on liking it. I started liking baseball at one point. Not enough to really follow it, but I do like it a little bit. But I don't like football, and I'm not going there. Amen. I'm using my faith. I'm telling you now, I'll never like it. But praise the Lord if you do. But we can learn something from football, can't we? What can we learn? Praise the Lord. That a lot of people are distracted. Oh, glory, that's the truth. But, well, that's not what we're going to learn from it today. Amen? Praise the Lord. When you watch a football game, you are not watching a lifestyle. You are watching the effects of a lifestyle. Yeah. Well, a football player, when you're watching the game, you're watching the end result. Amen? What is that? I don't know. How long is a football season for? A couple weeks, a couple months. No, nobody wants to talk about it. Huh? That they actually play it several months? No, okay, but it's not a whole year, right? That's what we're getting at. Praise the Lord. See, I better use things. When I'm using illustrations, I better use things I understand. But I understand that it's not a whole year. But do those football players, when you see them on the field, did they just get there for the first time that day? Are they playing for the first time they ever played? Did they just step up and say, oh, I'm going to try this out? No, what do? They practice, and they practice, and they practice. They live in the field. They live at the game. I remember when I had family that was in football, and whenever they were in like high school, whenever football season was around, you never saw them. Why? Because they were practicing. That's how football teams get good. They practice and practice and practice. Well, it's the same thing with us. It's a great example of what faith is. Faith is the lifestyle that people, the general public, don't see. Right. Amen? I didn't come here to preach. I didn't come here as a pastor because I suddenly got this unction and all of a sudden I knew something and I just stepped up here. Amen? There was a lifestyle that put me here. If there's a preacher in a pulpit, there better be a lifestyle that puts them there. Amen? And the lifestyle better speak of good things. If the preacher's at the bar, there's a problem. Praise the Lord. If the preacher is out doing things in the world just like everybody else, there's a problem. Amen? That we need to step up higher. Hallelujah. There's a lifestyle that is there before, or that should be determined before. A lot of times, churches don't get that. There's a lot of churches that they'll put anybody in the pulpit. Yeah, we don't put anybody in the pulpit in the family churches. Why? Because we want people protected. We understand that the Word of God wouldn't have put anybody there, amen? That there's a process. You don't just pick, hey, I'm the pastor for the hour, and so today I'm going to stand up there. That's foolishness, and that's not of God, amen? Why? Because would you put a football player in the field that never played? No, you wouldn't do that. So why would you do it in a place that's a little bit more important, like a church? Yeah, you wouldn't do that with anything else in your life, would you? Somebody walking down the street and say, hey, you know what? I'm free for the next hour. You need a babysitter? Oh, my gosh. Oh, hallelujah. Would you do that? Would you put them in your nursery? Yeah, like somebody comes in the church, I've never seen you before, but I wanna work in the children's ministry. Are you going to let me do that? No, heck no, we wouldn't do that. But see, this is the thing, is that nobody would do this in life with anything else, amen? But for some reason, they think that when you stand in one of the most, I don't know why I'm saying all this, but it's good, hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Not anybody gets to be there just because they want to be there. I didn't wake up one morning and say, hey, you know what? I think I can preach real good today, so we're going to get me a pulpit, we're going to get me a church, and I'm going to start preaching. That's not the way it works. Hallelujah. In fact, if you know me, you'd know that I'd be the one that said, I was the one that was saying, I don't want nothing to do with any of that mess. Amen. I'm fine serving. I'm fine being an usher. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Faith is not what you do. It's a lifestyle. We need to get this. We need to understand this deeply. Faith is not what you do. It is a lifestyle. It is how you live. Praise the Lord. Your faith can be either good or it can be negative. Now, when the Bible says the just shall live by faith, it is not talking about the just living by any old kind of faith. It means the just will live by godly faith. Hallelujah. They're going to live by the faith that God set out. Amen? There's a lot of Christians that don't live by faith. I said there is a lot of Christians that don't look like or live by faith. Amen? So when you are watching a football game, you're watching the effects of a lifestyle. Amen? They devote their lives wholly to it. They have to. Amen? Similarly, when you look at your life or someone else's life, you see whether they live by faith easily or not. It's easy to see if someone lives by faith. Where are they at? What are they saying? What are they doing? Praise the Lord. Listen, I'm going to tell you that probably 95% of the Christian church at least in America does not live by faith and doesn't have the faintest clue of what living by faith means. Most people think that their faith is the name that's on the door. They think, well, if I'm Baptist, that's my faith. If I'm Catholic, that's my faith. If I'm Hindu, that's my faith. That's not what faith is, amen? Faith is a lifestyle. It is not something that you just say. Godly faith is what we're talking about, amen? Praise the Lord. True living by faith is when the Word of God is so ingrained in you that it comes out in what you say and what you do and how you do it. Amen? Let me say that one more time. True faith living is when the Word of God, the Word of this thing here, is so ingrained in you that it comes out in what you say, what you do, and how you do it. Praise the Lord. Now, go with me to Hebrews 10:38. What's it say here? Praise God. Hallelujah. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. The just shall live by faith. You aren't going to live by your paycheck. You ain't going to live by your job. You aren't going to live by any other thing out there. The just shall live by faith. This is if you want to be just. How many want to be just in here? Praise the Lord. The ones who are just are the ones that receive the blessings of God. They're the ones that receive the kingdom of God. They're the ones that receive what God has given. Amen? That's the just. The just, if you're going to be just, then you better be living by faith. And we're not talking about faith the way the world knows it. We're not talking about faith the way everybody else understands it. We're talking about the faith that this book preaches, hallelujah, that's written in these pages, hallelujah, what the Word of God says. That's the faith that I want to live in, and that's the faith you need to live in. The reason that so many Christians never have victory in their lives is because they have no idea what it means to live by faith. Because faith in God overcomes every mountain. Faith in God beats every enemy. It rolls over every obstacle, hallelujah. Faith in God takes you over every single time. The true faith in God never, ever fails. It doesn't ever fail you because the faith in God is built in who God is himself. God is faith. He understands faith. He knows faith because he is faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I love that our God is faith. I love that I learned about faith because faith is how we get through life. It should be how we get through life. Amen? The just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, look at this. If anyone draws back from what? From faith. If anyone draws back from faith, hallelujah. My soul has no pleasure in him. You remember Jeremiah 29:11? Anyone know that scripture? Praise the Lord. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. What are thoughts? Where do they happen? They happen in the mind, right? The thoughts are in the mind. Most of the time when the Bible is talking about soul, when it uses that word soul, that's what it's not talking about your spirit, it's talking about your mind. Praise the Lord. So I know the thoughts that I have towards them, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope, right? Isn't that what Jeremiah 29:11 says? Praise the Lord. But if anyone draws back from faith, my soul, or that place, that's God speaking, that place where those thoughts are, has no pleasure in him. That makes sense, doesn't it? There's something about that, isn't there? There's something about it that if God's got plans for me, and I'm to enter those plans, I'm to get into that plan of God through faith, if I draw back from that faith, then those plans aren't for me anymore. Isn't heaven for me anymore? People want the blessing of the Lord. They want to get healed. They want to get fixed. They want to get help. They want to get over the depression. They want to get through the trial. They want to go on to the other side. They don't want to sink in the middle of the lake. They want to go all the way over to the other side. Isn't that why we pray? Isn't that why we go to God? Praise the Lord. So if we're going to do that, we can't draw back. We have to live in that place of faith. What is that place? What is faith? Faith is believing God at his word. It's like it's when God says this is so, and we just say that's so, amen. But see, listen, we can't get faith in us unless we build it in us. We can't get faith in us. Faith doesn't just happen automatically. Now, the Bible does tell us that we get a measure of faith. But that measure of faith is meant to be increased, amen. When you get saved, you have enough faith to get saved, to accept Jesus so you don't go to hell. That's pretty awesome, right? But what about the rest of your life? You still live here, right? Because something happened to me when I got saved. I'm going to tell you what it wasn't. When I got saved, glory to God, I didn't get sucked out of the earth. I didn't get instantly put in heaven. I wasn't instantly walking on streets of gold, praise the Lord, and crystal seas, and I wasn't looking at the pearly gates. What was I was still here. When I got saved, I was still looking at the same things I looked at 2 seconds before. The same things. If I was in if you're in a dirty place when you got saved, you were going to be in a dirty place when you go after you accepted Jesus, right? So see, there's something that comes with salvation that we need to understand, and we need to learn how to walk in that. We need to live in faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. We don't want to be those people that God has no pleasure in. We want God to be looking at us saying, yes, absolutely. That's what exactly right in the plan. You're doing just what I wanted you to do. That is where the blessing is. That's where the fix is. People pray to God. They want the healing. It's found in the plan of God. They pray to God. They want their mortgage paid. It's found in the plan of God. All the things that you could ever need are found in the plan of God. Families, wives, spouses, children. All these things are found in the plan of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know about you, but that excites me. It just gives us some direction, though, where we need to go. See, so many Christians, they live a life where they're, today I'm talking about, this is like what's popular today. So many Christians live a life where they're making their plan, and then they're asking God to bless it. They're saying, Lord, this is what I want. This is what I want to do. This is where I want to go. This is where I want to work. This is what I want it to look like. And they're saying, bless it. They say, Lord, I want to marry this person over here. I don't care if they're right or not. I don't care if they're serving God or not. I just want to marry them because I like looking at them. And so I'm going to marry them, and I want you to bless it. But God can't bless that. Why? Because it's not in his plan. People say, oh, Lord, I just want to go to the church I want to go to. Well, you can't just go to the church you go to. You got to find out where God wants you. Why? Because that's where God's got your blessing attached to. Some people are like, I don't want to go to church at all. Well, God can't bless you. God can't bless you if you're not at church. Why? Because that's the way he set it up. Jesus, one of the first things he gave us was pastors. One of the first things he gave us was pastors who are found where? In the local church, amen? That's what we needed. The Bible tells us not to forsake the assembling together of the brethren, but so many people are doing that. It is amazing. I was with my pastor this week and we'll talk. It is amazing how since I've become a pastor, I've learned to hate the things that I always loved. Sunny days. Why do I hate sunny days, you say? Pastor, are you against sunny days? Well, sometimes. Why? Because a sunny day happens and people stop going to church. Because it's a sunny day. Well, there's a picnic. I started hating picnics. Why do I hate picnics? Because people have picnics and they stop going to church. Do you know in the summertime, the numbers drop in everything? Because people are busy doing stuff. Just because they're distracted. Christmas time, numbers drop. Praise the Lord. Numbers of people, the numbers of the offering, all things drop. Because everybody's now, they're off onto something else. That's not living by faith. That's saying, Lord, I want to do what I want to do. You bless it. I want to do what I want to do. You bless it. And God said it doesn't happen that way. The Bible tells us it don't happen that way. You cannot be blessed apart from what the Word says. You can't walk in sin and expect God to be blessing it because he won't. He never has and never will. So many people, they're like, they'll chase jobs. Instead of chase where God has them planted. I've seen that happen. Yeah. And I've also seen the demise in their life. I've seen people come up to the light. They have all the promises right there. All they have to do is keep walking in it. And they turn around and walk the other way. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Romans 10:17. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans. I don't know if I told you yet. But Romans is like my favorite book of the Bible. I love the book of Romans. Romans 10:17. Hallelujah. Praise Lord. Hallelujah. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is a real interesting scripture. Let me read this to you in the Amplified. So faith comes by hearing what is told, and what is heard comes by the preaching of the message that came from the lips of Christ the Messiah himself. Faith comes by hearing the message that is told, that is preached. Yeah. The faith comes by the message that is preached. Hallelujah. You got to hear. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. It doesn't come by heard. It doesn't come by, I heard this once. No, it comes by hearing. It comes by building. The just shall live by faith. How do we live by faith? How does faith come? It comes by hearing. We live by putting the word in us constantly. Constantly. Praise the Lord. This is why people that will, they'll shuck off church for anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mean, seriously, there's some people that that's what me and my pastor were talking about. Like, people can be moved by the craziest of things. People will be moved from the plan of God by a sunny day. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, there's plenty of days I don't want to be in church. I'm going to tell you that right now. There's plenty of mornings I wake up and I feel like the last thing I want to do today is get up and go to church, put on a suit, go to church. I just don't want to do it. But I do. Why? You say, well, you do it because you're the pastor. No, I'm a pastor because I went to church consistently. And I got it put in me. Hallelujah. It's important that we put the house of God first. It's important that we believe God for what he's doing first. Amen. See, this is the thing. This is the whole idea of from all the way through Scripture. We see this in the Garden of Eden. God said, you can have all this, but don't touch that. But what do humans do? They go and touch that. They touch that and they wonder why they don't got the blessing of God in their life. Praise the Lord. You can't have the blessing of God being a casual Christian. You just can't. God wants all his people healthy. He wants all his people wealthy. Praise the Lord. He wants all his people taken care of. He wants all his people with a sound mind. He wants all his people blessed in every area of their life. That's God's desire. The Bible says so. I'll tell you right now, if you can find me scripture that says anything other than you come up and show me the scripture. But I'm going to tell you right now, I can give you scripture after scripture that proves exactly what I'm saying. That is God's desire for people. Romans 8:32 says that, well, let's just turn there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you know it's not from my lips. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. John 10:10. Let's look at that real quick. Praise God. I'll get there before you do, so just follow me. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. I, Jesus, this is him speaking. I, Jesus, have come that they may have life and that they may have it, what, life more abundantly. Hallelujah. This is faith in God. But see, if you don't believe that, then you'll never walk in that. Why? Because the just live by faith. The just follow faith. The just do things that faith tells them to do. Amen? What's what faith tells them to do? Faith is the word. The word tells us what to do. Praise the Lord. If we don't follow what the word says, we cannot live in the blessing of the Lord. We can't do it. I don't know how many times. I mean, as a pastor, I am going before people all the time and I'm saying, this is what you need to do if you want to be blessed in this area. Hallelujah. You cannot be a Christian who sits in a bar on Saturdays and then, or, you know, if you're here, you can't sit in a bar on Friday and then come into the house of God on Saturday and expect your life to be blessed because you're throwing it away the night before. Yeah. But people do that. Christians love to be able to do what they want to do because this is a world that where we just tickle everything. We just tickle everything that feels good, right? Praise the Lord. That's the way people live. The world sometime has got into the church and everything that the world does, the church wants to do. Church is not meant to look like the world. The world is supposed to be changed according to what was going on in the church. But people get scared. They don't like it. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They don't like preachers telling them stuff. They don't like preachers preaching bold. They want me to get up here and talk about just how God loves you and how he's got grace. And you just do what you want to do and God will love you anyways. Well, God will love you anyways. He loves every single person that's in hell right now too. Hallelujah. Yeah, he does. But that doesn't mean that it keeps them out because if they don't receive Jesus, they can't stay out of that burning fire. Hallelujah. Well, the same thing here on earth. People are in burning fire all the time. They're in this trouble all the time, but they don't want to do what God says to do. And so they can't live in his blessing. The just shall live by faith. Faith comes by hearing. We can't walk outside of faith and then expect that we are going to get what faith would lead us to and expect that we're going to have what God wants us to have. It just is not going to happen. It just can't happen. And this living by faith is not something that you do once in a while. It's not something you pick and choose. That Tuesdays it's fine, but Wednesdays it's not. Well, I can live in faith Monday, Thursday, and Friday, but you know, Saturday and Sunday come along, and then, you know, what, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in there, you know, it's sometime in the middle of the week, and Saturday and Sunday, and I just don't feel like I want. Listen, it doesn't work that way. There's lots of people. I'll tell you what, there's even been people in this church. They've stopped in this church, and they've heard the message preached, but they don't like what they hear because what they hear is going to convict them. It's going to call them up higher. It's going to say, listen, not everything you do is right. Not everything you do is perfect, and that's okay. I'm not saying you're bad people. I'm not saying that people are bad. I've never said that today, have I?
No.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We got somebody who said, praise the Lord, somebody in another church, they thought they had heard me talking about how I think women are lesser than men. dear Jesus. I've never said that. I've never even alluded to that. In fact, if you look at the scripture, I'm going to tell you right now, God likes women more than he likes men. I believe that with all my heart. I've said that before. I believe that. Hallelujah. How do I know? Because I like women better than men. Hallelujah. I like these two women, these three women, praise the Lord, better than all other men combined. I said I like them. I didn't say I love them more. I said I like them more, right? I said like, right? Not love? Yeah, yeah, praise the Lord. I love you the same. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you understand? Like, I'm not saying bad people are bad, but I'm telling you the truth, what the Word tells us, that people naturally always want to go to the path of least resistance. They always want to go in the way of the devil. They always want to, why? Because the Bible tells us that that's the way we are. Because our flesh always wants what the flesh wants, and it's very rarely what the flesh wants is what the Spirit wants. Amen? But people will feed their flesh and feed their flesh and feed their flesh. Hallelujah. This is why we have an overweight society. Glory to God. We have an obesity problem in our society. Listen, I am considered obese. I'm working on it myself. Praise the Lord. But I didn't get here because I was feeding my spirit. Amen? I didn't get to the place of having this love bump here because I'm, I say that because my wife loves me anyways, you know what I mean, even with the bump, hallelujah. I didn't get to this place because I was feeding my spirit. I got because I was feeding the flesh. You understand? And the same thing is with people. Glory to God. It is increasingly so bad that people, they want to be distracted by the dee-dee-dee-deets and the beep-beep-beeps and all this stuff that you can surround yourself with. Praise God. And then they wonder why their kids don't want to serve God or why they get bored in church. They get bored in church because you're giving them the games all the time. That's all they do. They sit in front of the they used to call them the boob tubes, right? Remember that, the boob tubes? That's why, because it makes you a boob. Yeah, that's what it does. If you sit in front of the TV all the time, I'm just going to tell you right now, you're going to be dumb. Yeah, you will. You'll be an idiot. Why? Because that's all their idiot boxes. That's all they do is they put out dumb stuff. There's a blah, 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 blah. And people are like birds. They're like little baby birds. They're just feeding on it. Give more, more, more. Sin, stuff that isn't godly, stuff that you don't, that will destroy your life. They're just taking more, 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 more. Give me more. Yeah. And praise the Lord. So what do? I preach hard so people see that and say, wait a minute, yeah. You know, I'm kind of a boob. You know what I mean? I did that once. Hallelujah. I mean, sometimes I still do that. Yeah, I'll be sitting, because I still go to church too. Sometimes I'm sitting with my pastor, he's preaching. I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of an idiot right now. Hallelujah. What? Because I'm not doing that, and I know better than to do that. So what do? I don't sit there and cry and look down on myself and say, oh, you're a worthless person. You do no good. Da, 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 da. No, the devil did plenty of that in my life. You don't need that. All you need to know is if you get your toes stepped on, all you got to do is say, hey, you know what? Maybe I need to change something. Maybe I need to fix something. Hallelujah. I got looking in the mirror and I was going one way. Praise the Lord. And then I started going the other way. I'm talking about the love bump again. Hallelujah. And so I said to myself, self, you got to get out there and you got to do something about it. So I started going to the gym. You want to know something? I hate going to the gym. Praise the Lord. It took me weeks to get in to go to the gym. I went to the parking lot. There's some days I go to the parking lot of the gym, and I sit there in my truck just talking to myself out of it. Praise the Lord. One morning I woke up, and I sent my wife a message saying, I just can't do this. And I sent it to her because I knew that I'd feel bad after sending that, and she would try to encourage me to go, and she did, and I did, and praise the Lord, it happened. Hallelujah. I went to the gym. But you know, that's exactly what we need to do. Sometimes we just need to say no. Sometimes we just need to say yes. Sometimes, you know, we're going to sit and have our cry for a minute. Then we get over our cry and we go out there and do it. This is living by faith. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to get to the other side. I'm going to do this. Hallelujah. That's what we do. Amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Turn with me to James 2:14. Praise God. Hallelujah. James 2:14. I was joking my wife. I was down in Gatlinburg this week. I was at a ministry conference. Praise the Lord. I wasn't on vacation. I was on a ministry conference, I was in church Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, hallelujah. In the drive down, I was with my pastor, so I was in church all the way down there. Because you know what? I didn't just, on the way down, I didn't say, hey, who do you like for the football team this year? Or whatever it is. I said, no, I drew on that. I was like, I'm with my pastor. I'm going to ask questions, hallelujah. And I got answers, amen? Yeah. because that's what we do. Hallelujah. But you know, as we're driving, as I'm down there, I'm getting all kinds of really good stuff. Hallelujah. Great services just spoke to me. A couple days was morning and night, so that was like two services a day, you know. So we're getting lots of good stuff, and I'm going to tell you something, man. I got prophesied over. I got called up, and one of the things he said, there's going to be a breaking out, hallelujah, and that it was going to be breaking out of things in my life, hallelujah, and there's the words that I preached, that there was going to be things that would be broken off of people, hallelujah. And so I told my wife, I said, it's hammer time. Hallelujah. It's hammer time. I'm going to get up there. I'm going to hammer stuff out of people. I'm going to break it up. I don't know if we'll do it. I don't know if we're going to do it spiritually, but we're definitely going to do it physically. I'm just going to get up there and hammer and hammer and hammer. And some things, as Reverend Greer likes to say, will scatter parts all over the place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just want to break that stuff off. We want to break that stuff off that don't work no more. We don't want it. Why would you want it? Amen. If you came in looking for a fix, why do you want to go back to that thing that got you broke? You don't want that. If it was a bad relationship, well, praise the Lord. Get away from that. Let's break that off. Hallelujah. If it's some stinking thinking, hallelujah, let's break that off. Let's get beyond that. We don't need to be in that place anymore. Amen. We need to be Christians that think right. And more importantly, we need to be Christians that act right. Because when we think right, we'll act right. Hallelujah. And when we start acting right, then things start changing. When we start acting right, then lives start changing. Hallelujah. People start getting the help they need. Amen. We ain't going to live in this place. I'm not going to let the devil tell me how defeated I am anymore. You know, I was talking to my son earlier today, and I said this, and it's the truth. There's so many people that think this is why people get offended, because they think that every thought that pops into their head is theirs. But the Bible clearly tells us that that's the realm of the devil. That every thought that pops in our head is not ours. Some of it is from the devil. We got to be smart enough to discern it. But a lot of people don't. They just say, well, that's my thought. I'm keeping it. Yeah. Well, if it's a dumb thought, well, how do you think people get into lifestyles that don't please God? You know, how do you think that people start accepting things that aren't right? We got lots of it out there. My wife told me she went into a ladies' bathroom in a local college in Jamestown. Praise the Lord. She went into a bathroom, a local college, a girls' bathroom. Now, I'm not talking guys' bathroom. I said a girl's bathroom. A woman's bathroom. Pink bathroom. Amen? And one of the stalls got a urinal in it. You know why? Because people don't know what they are anymore. You know why? Because they listen to their head, the thoughts of the devil, and not what God says. God says males are males and females are females. That's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be. And that's the way it'll always be. It ain't going to change. Hallelujah. But somebody needs to start preaching this stuff. Somebody needs to start talking about this stuff. I ain't against anybody, but I'm going to tell you what I am against. I am against the devil, and I'm against him lying and telling all these people all this stuff that ain't true that sends them to hell, because I'm not for that. That's the biggest bunch of love you're going to get right there, hallelujah. You call me here, but praise the Lord, hallelujah, it's the truth. We got to start standing up for what's right in this country, amen? You know, people don't realize we didn't get here because we compromised. We got here because it was built on the Word of God. But we can lose it if we don't stay in it. If we don't stay in a place of faith, if we don't live in a place of faith, I'm going to tell you what right now, that this country will be taken from us. Yes. And we ain't going to do it. We ain't going to allow it to happen. Hallelujah. The guy's wearing dresses. The only time guys should wear dresses is if they're in Scotland. That's the only time a guy should wear a dress. Hallelujah. And then it ain't a dress, it's a kilt. And that's okay. You can wear a kilt and be okay. How can I say that? Well, because I've seen a lot of guys in kilts, and you wouldn't want to tell them it's not okay. Some of those guys look mean, man. I'll tell you what, but you got to look mean if you're going to put on a dress. You better look mean. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, that's free, no charge. We get to James yet? James 2, 14. Praise God. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? That word works means that which one undertakes to do. So if you wonder what works is, it doesn't mean job. It doesn't mean anything. It means what you undertake to do. It's whatever you do. Okay? What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? Can faith save him? Now, this word save, this isn't talking about salvation, but this word save is talking about save him from the things in life. Can his faith save him if there's no proof to his works or to his faith? Absolutely not. People say, I have faith all the time, and they don't back it up with what they do. They say, I'm a Christian. How many people you say, how many times have you heard someone say, I'm a Christian? You talk to them for 5 minutes, you're like, wait a minute. We talking about the same kind of Christian? You mean like the one that followed Jesus, that type of Christian? The one that does what Jesus says and that kind of stuff? That's the kind of Christianity we're talking about? Yeah, I actually had a guy telling me once, he's like, oh, I'm a Christian. He says, I just don't buy all that Jesus stuff. Yeah, Well, you ain't no Christian. Just because you went to some church growing up doesn't make you a Christian. Just because you sit in a church now doesn't make you a Christian. It's only by your works. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm a Christian. I don't do all that Jesus stuff. You do know his last name was Christ. Well, it wasn't really Christ. That was just a joke, but praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't throw stones at me yet. It wasn't really Christ, but Jesus Christ. Christian means of Christ. Amen. Right? Amen. Christ means Messiah. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. We're on the same page, right? Glory to God. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? The answer to both of those questions is nothing and no. It doesn't profit you anything to say you have faith without works. If you don't back your faith up, listen, everything that God has for us, everything. What's the most important thing God has for us? Does anyone know? Shout it out if you know. Greatest thing that God could ever do for you. Salvation. Hallelujah. Well, don't be scared. You know, we can know it. Salvation. Yeah, that's the greatest thing that Jesus ever did for us, right? Is it free? Well, it is free. It was obtained free. But do you get it free? You have to receive it. You have to choose that you want salvation. If you choose you don't want salvation, what? You don't have it, right? It's simple. That's cut and dry, right? That's what the Word says. So if we don't choose salvation, then we don't get salvation. Why would we think we'd receive anything else from God that way? Why would we think that we can live any old way we want and just still get the things we want from God? People are praying to God all the time, but they're praying God like a lucky rabbit's foot. Maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. I hope it does. That's not praying in faith. That's not living in faith. Praise the Lord. I learned some things about faith this last week. I had a reoccurring issue that I dealt with in my body. Every once in a while, it would spring up, and I would deal with it. And every time I would have to deal with it, I would go to the same place. First, I would sit there, start confessing healing scriptures and saying all this stuff, you know, and then saying that I'm healed of the Lord and all this stuff. And then I'd still deal with it, and it would never go away. I mean, it would eventually go away after it ran its course or whatever. But you understand, I would get perplexed by that. And I was like, Lord, I'm believing you for stuff. I'm believing you for healing. I wasn't doing preventative maintenance. What I was doing is I was slapping a Band-Aid on it. I was waiting until it showed up and then trying to take care of it. That's not faith. See, what faith teaches us is this. Faith teaches us, and the Lord reminded me of this. It was an example. Did I share this example last week about my daughter? Hallelujah. And how the Lord directed us, and we started praising God. And the Lord reminded, and she was fixed in that moment. The Lord reminded me of that this time. Now, see, I'm going to tell you something. I've been in the Word. Every morning I wake up, and I've been getting into this devotional about healing and been meditating on healing scriptures every morning. For like almost this whole year, right? So I've been putting it, I've been surrounding myself with it over and over and over again. Then the Lord can speak to me on it. And in my spirit I hear, do what you did with your daughter. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So I started doing that. I started praising. Yeah. And within just a couple days, within a few hours, it was actually better. Within a couple days, completely all gone, all taken care of. Why? Because this is how faith works. The just shall live by faith. They build it in them. They build it in them. They put it in there. They just got it there. And so when it comes out, when the trial happens, what's your reaction? Do you go hide under a rock? No. Go call, Sister Bucket Mouth and say, hey, I really need this today. I really need to be fixed. I need you to pray with me and agree with me in prayer. No, you know, see, that's called scared prayers, and scared prayers aren't faith prayers, and scared prayers don't work. That's all there is to it. Scared prayers don't work. You can be praying all you want. If you're scared, it ain't going to work because it's a place of fear. And God don't operate in fear. The devil operates in fear. Praise the Lord. We got to build it in us. Amen? It needs to be in there. So we got to do that with every area of our life. Yeah, absolutely. Every area. You see, like, Pastor Jeff, that might take some time. Yeah, it might. It might mean that you don't play 4 hours of Minecraft, you play 2 hours of it. I don't know. I'm just throwing something out there. I'm guessing. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Some kind of new game. I don't know. You don't play. You don't watch 14 hours of TV. You may only watch 12. No, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you cut back some. It may mean that you can't do every after-school activity, kids. It might mean that you have to do that, or your kids. You can't do everything you want to do. You need to spend a little time in the Word and build some stuff in you yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, this is how it's going to happen. But people can decide. It's not going to happen another way. Healing don't happen another way. Now, let's not get unbalanced either. I'm not saying that you can't ever have fun. I'm not saying that you can't ever enjoy it. But really, most people's problem isn't in the area of lack of fun. Most people's problem is because they're having too much fun. Amen? Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. If a brother or sister is naked, verse 15, and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Right? It doesn't profit anything, right? Verse 17, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. It's not alive. It's dead. If something's not dead, it doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, it's not real. You can't call it faith just because you want to call it faith. You have to wait. You have to put something with it. You got to put your money where your mouth is. Hallelujah. You can't let your mouth overload your butt. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? You got to do what you're saying you're doing. You got to, or you got to, because God, see, like the world, you can fool the world, but you can't fool God. And it's not that God's holding it back, but he set up things to operate a certain way. The just shall live by faith. That's how he set it up. If you want to be just, operate by faith. If you don't want to be just, then don't operate by faith. Hallelujah. That's all there is to it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. I'm going to show you my faith by those things that I intend to do. I will show you my faith by what I do, how I live, how I am. Praise the Lord. Faith is not like a take it here, take it there, leave it there. Faith is a lifestyle. The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. You live by air, right? Is there anyone here that doesn't live by air? Praise the Lord. We're going to take air away from you for 5 minutes. What happens? Yeah, it's not good, is it? Some of you, maybe there's somebody in here who's going to be a little smarty pants. Hallelujah. You say, I could keep not have air for 5 minutes. Okay, we're going to take away 10 minutes. Hallelujah. Better yet, we're going to just take away a couple hours. How about we take it away for a few days? How do Christians live in faith? A lot of times they don't touch their Bible for, maybe they bring a Bible to church, and if they do, praise the Lord, that's the only time of the week they touch it. The just shall live by faith. You ain't living by faith. You're living by all that other snarf you're putting in there. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're watching hours and hours and hours and hours of TV and never putting word in you, that's what you're living by. You're living by what that has. Hallelujah. Listen, God has healing for people, but not everybody's willing to walk in it. They want it. I'm not saying they didn't. I didn't say they didn't want it. Praise the Lord. God's got prosperity for everybody, every one of his kids. Hallelujah. But they choose to walk in it. Amen? They choose whether or not they want to walk in it. God said he's already done it. Jesus said on the cross, he said, it's done. It's finished. It's all over. I took care of it all. He told us in Romans 8:32, he said he gave it to us all. We have it all, everything. Why? Because that's what he wanted to do. It was all right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm glad that excites you. It sure does me. Amen. 14. Where were we? No, we were down here in the 18. Okay. Praise the Lord. I read 18, so I'm on 19. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. Have you ever heard that? Someone said, well, it was someone so-and-so died. That was terrible. Were they born again? Well, they believed in God. Yeah. Well, that didn't tell me a whole lot, does it? The demons believe in God. They ain't helping them at all, is it? Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? We see this again. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac, his son, on the altar? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Abraham wasn't moved by what God asked him to do. You know, people get taught about tithing. They say, well, I don't know about that. I can't do all that. Abraham was asked for a son. You know what he did? He raised a knife and was ready to plunge it into his chest. He was ready to take his son's life because he knew his God. Hallelujah. There was nothing too great. This is where we need to be. Now, I'm not saying killing your kids. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about like having the faith that whatever God would ask of us, that's what we do. Because we know that he's going to come through on the other side. Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. Hallelujah. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 20, I want to relook at that. It says, but do you not to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? There are people sitting in churches all over the place, and they're doing nothing but sitting in churches. There is no works. There is nothing they do. They sit in church. They take up space, and that's all they do. Listen, if you're a church sitter, just a church sitter, not a church doer, that's fine. Change it. You need to do something. You need to do something. This whole work is not just a pastor's job. My job is to equip you to go out and do the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. But a lot of times what's happening is the pastor isn't equipping anybody with anything, and they're going out and they're doing whatever they want to do, not thinking about the ministry at all. Works is not just going door to door or sharing the gospel. We need to look inwardly. Do we live by the word? Praise the Lord. James 1:22 says, but be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Listen to that. If we don't do works, if we don't do something with the word, we deceive ourselves. If we just hear the word, if we just sit in church and it never changes us. Listen, every year for a Christian should look different. And it should look better, to tell you the truth. Every year should be growth in a Christian. Every year you should be in a better place, a stronger place, a higher place. Maybe you couldn't when you first came in, and that's fine. But in a year, you should be able to. In 2 years, you should be able to. As the word gets worked in you, as things get worked in, you should be able to be more than what you were. Why? Because God is a growing God. God is a giving God. God is a building up God. He is a taking away of trouble God, and he is a putting forth into the blessing of God. Because that's what God likes to do. God likes to bless. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But see, listen, people deceive themselves because they just don't do the word. They hear it, but they just don't do it. Amen. Turn with me in Matthew 12:33. Am I getting close on time? Real close? How close? Like, got to finish close. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. I'm not going to get there tonight. Hallelujah. We're not going to go to Hebrews 6:11. My wife tells me if I don't stop, you'll be mad at me. She didn't say that. I'm just kidding. Hebrews 6:11. Glory to God. The stuff will change your life, amen. It'll help you. We aren't gonna read too far. It's just Hebrews 6 through Hebrews 12 we're gonna read through. That's a joke. Hallelujah. Look at this. We're gonna close with these scriptures actually. And we desire that each one of you should show the same diligence. Diligence is not something that you just put, you know, if you're like, sometimes we're like, Ezra, we want you to sweep the floor. And she go, I'm just using her as an example. And she go out and sweep the floor, just kind of sweep it a little bit, and then go off and start doing something else. Amen? You know what I'm talking about. Okay, anybody have kids? Mark, Caleb, it doesn't matter. We just, you know, I wasn't just picking on Ezra. It's just, you go out there, you know, just kind of sweep it up a little bit and go, that's not diligently doing anything. You know what I mean? If you just kind of, you know how many Christians live like that? They're just like, you know, they get the direction of God and they're just like, I'll pray when I get to it. I'll read the word when I get to it. I'll do that. I'll witness that person when I get to it. I'll give more when I get to it. Whatever. Praise the Lord. You see, that's not the will of God, is it? Diligence. So the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until when? The end. And basically, that's a long way of saying don't give up. That you do not become sluggish, but imitate those. Meaning that there was some who did this, right? Yeah. Imitate those who through what? Faith and patience inherit the promises. That you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience. Faith is your lifestyle. Patience is waiting for it to come to pass. Faith is what you're going to pray. Are you going to live your life like this? Well, if you are, if you live your life in faith and patience, you will inherit, because those did, and God said that it's there for you too. Amen? We want to get there. We want to go through the other side. We want to be fixed. We want to be helped, all this stuff. We're going to get there. It's going to take faith. It's going to take patience. It's going to take a lifestyle. Hallelujah. And it's going to take some waiting, but God will get you there if you're willing to go with Him. Amen?